Episode 1602, What to Do When Boredom Strikes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. Can you believe it? It is Friday, and that means you have made it to the end of the week. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Have you had a long week? I cannot believe it's already been a week out of school. And already I'm hearing, I'm bored, what to do when boredom strikes. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, ready your ears for the infamous statement, I'm bored. 'Tis the season of this echo in your household. What to do when boredom strikes? Seriously? Why does this season even have to exist? Summer is here. School is out. The children are home, which means you get to hear I'm bored about 2 to 3 times a day. And if you're lucky, maybe even more. Not that I think that that's lucky. However, our children these days, regardless of their age, and yes, that's the young adults too, live their day scheduled. They live it scheduled. They live it planned. So when freedom is available, they don't know what to do. They think they're bored. They're used to having everything spelled out for them. When to get up, when to eat breakfast, when to go to school, when to practice, when to eat, when to play, when to study, when to watch Netflix, when to go to bed, and let's repeat again. Whew, I'm already tired. And when all that ceases, they rely on their activities to lead the way. The gamers simply hit play again. The binge on YouTube takes over. They don't have to think about it. It's all on what? Autoplay. Then you've got the constant texting or Snapchat. So when all goes quiet, it's time to panic. I'm bored. All they can think about is what to do, but they don't know the answer because they typically are not required to figure out that part. Well, my son received a text yesterday from a friend who asked what he was doing. A follow-up text quickly rang through, I'm bored. Seriously? Well, my little G-man quickly responded, well, I'm not. How can she be bored? He asked. It brought up for a discussion. He's like, Mom, I don't get it. How can you be bored? There's so much to do. And I thought, I can remember a couple days ago, I know you said you were bored. And we also don't know that definition to the word bored, but our kids use it. We have so much at our fingertips now. We are so technologically advanced. We can literally visit the world. I mean, you can go running if you have that treadmill, you know, that allows you to go running up a mountain. You can go to different countries on the website, on your phone. You don't even have to have a computer anymore. It's all mobile. It's crazy, yet all you hear that echoes in your house is, I'm bored. So what do you do when boredom strikes? The kiss, unleash the rules of engagement. The keep it simple strategy, unleash the rules of engagement. This is key. You have got to help and assist your child, regardless of age, and it may even be the biggest kid in the household. Yes, Dad, I'm talking about you. Okay, now, don't send me nasty emails, but in all seriousness, we are so wrapped up in everything being spelled out for us that when we have 10 seconds of nothing to do, and you heard me, 10 seconds, all of a sudden we get kind of antsy. Because we feel like we're bored. What happened to just like calming our life down? What happened to stop and smell the roses? I went out last night and was talking to my mom on the phone. She's back in Kansas City. It's going to be heading back to Hawaii soon. And so I was just kind of chit-chatting with her. And I was outside talking to her on the phone, sitting where? Underneath the stars. When was the last time you looked up into the night sky? When was the last time your child saw the moon and actually commented about what he or she saw? It's these little things that we tend to forget. We need to unleash the rules of engagement, how we engage in the world around us. So what does that look like? Number one, your child desires your attention. When your child comes up to you, and if you have the privilege and the honor to be able to be home with your children over the summer or any part of their life for an extended period of time, and they come up to you and they say, I'm bored. That's a red flag right there. They want what? Your attention. And that doesn't mean necessarily a bad thing. Some of us are like, well, why do they always have to need us? There are times I just don't want to be bothered. They are your child. I know, I get it. You want your time, but they also need your time. And so we have to remember that our children desire our attention and we need to give it to them. Maybe that means we need to sit down and actually have a conversation with them. We're as guilty about being bored as they are. If we are sitting still for too long, longer than 10 seconds, we could be in line waiting to pick up a few last minute things for dinner. And all of a sudden you've got four people in front of you and you're like, oh my gosh, what do? Come on, you know you do it. You take out your phone and all of a sudden you're running through Instagram going, oh, what's going on here? Because you're bored. You don't even read. You probably can't even tell me anymore what's on the newsstands as you are checking out because everything is glued to your phone. We just feel like if we're not doing something, then we're quote unquote bored. You're not. You just don't know how to spend your time. And neither does our children. So therefore, we need to encourage them. Your child desires your attention. So have a conversation. Sit down with them. Play a game of cards. Build some Legos. Maybe have some fun on an art project. Build something together. But ultimately, what? Spend time together. This is engaging. We need to do that as adults just as much as kids do. Number two, ask your child what he or she wants to do or what he or she needs to do. Put the ball back in his or her court. So it's all about saying, okay, well, what can you do right now? You say you're bored. What do you have to do? What would you like to do? Well, I don't know, Mom. I'd like to. Let him fill in the blank, whatever that is. Then what? Encourage them or go do it with them. You want to help build them up to where they can figure out how to fill this quote unquote void, this boredom that they so feel like they have in their life, which really it's not, but we're not going to get into the full definition of boredom. Our children are not bored. They just do not know how to engage properly anymore because everything comes at us all the time. And when we stop doing, all of a sudden we say we're bored and we're not. We're not. But we can encourage our children to engage in the world in which they are in, to be present. Very important. And finally, number three, encourage rest. And rest, I don't mean sleeping, which, yes, that would be nice because a lot of our kids aren't getting enough sleep. So a good power nap would do us all good. But what I am saying is to be present in the stillness. Go sit outside in the night sky and look up and be present. Notice the moon. Talk about it. See what constellations you can find. And if you have no idea what a constellation is, guess what? You have a smartphone. Look it up. Imagine that. Maybe you can have a conversation about the moon. My little G-man, this was weeks ago. He woke up one night and came in that morning to me and said, Mom, you won't believe this. And I was like, okay, I had the best dream ever. He said, I dreamt about the moon. And he goes, I could see it so close. I was amazed. He goes, I've never been so close to the moon before. Well, you see, he's been reading some books in regards to the night sky and learning more about space. And it's something what that he was doing before he went to bed, so therefore his dreams picked it up. But what I thought was so incredible is when he said, "Mom, guess what? God allowed me to see that in my dream." And he goes, "It was awesome. I can't wait to see it again." How cool is that? Okay, this is your child being engaged when they are having dreams like this. You want your child to be engaged in the world that is surrounding them, not to be overwhelmed. There is a difference. And most of the time, our children are in the overwhelm atmosphere. We need to bring them back down. And if they're bored, that's a good sign. Reel them all in. You want them to engage. It's time to be present, to be incredible, to let your light shine for your child. And you could encourage this because we need that encouragement too, right? That engagement in our life. We don't need the world to run us. We need to run the world. We don't need all this stuff to mess with our minds. Your child desires your attention. Are you giving it to him? Ask your child what he wants to do. Help him to engage in the world and then encourage rest. You know, my son didn't know how to respond to the text to his friend. So instead, he wrote back in the text how he was engaging himself. He simply told her, "Yeah, my mom and I are working on some stuff for her business." And I don't know what else he said because I don't need to know what else he said. He just kind of gave me a little synopsis. And I said, "Did you encourage her?" And he said, "Yeah, Mom, I did. But I don't know. I don't get it. How can you be bored?" The echo doesn't have to be loud, but it can be controlled. Sometimes our children just want to be heard. Our children want to be noticed. And "I'm bored" is a way for it to happen. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. But what does matter is that we awaken our hearts to what they need from us. It's tough growing up, and it's tough being a parent. But there's nothing more rewarding than being that parent that's engaged. So today, unleash the rules of engagement. If you want help with what you're doing with your family, I know it is tough. I get it. There are times, oh my goodness, you should hear some of my conversations that go on in my head, let alone with my children. It's not easy, but it can be done. And it can be done with joy in your heart. Every day does not have to be a struggle. And if you're one who's saying, "I'm struggling," I want to champion beside you. I want to come beside you and help you in your journey. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I can't wait to have a moment to chat with you, to give you some strategies and tools to use right now. And by the way, this is free. There is no charge. So be bold today. Click on that link. And I look forward to hearing from you. As you go throughout your day today, into the weekend, into next week, as you lead your family, because that's what you're doing. You're a leader in your family. It doesn't matter if you're the dad or you're the mom, you may be the grandma. You are the leader of your family. Think about what you can do to encourage throughout these days into these next few weeks. Put that on a little post-it. How can I encourage? How can I unleash the rules of engagement? Keep that at the forefront of your mind and see how it changes those echoes in your house. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.